Good morning. It is time for our weekly market visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, talking markets here on a Friday morning. And maybe more importantly, Roy, and maybe not from a crop development standpoint per se, from a psychological standpoint, though, we got some rain this week, Roy.
We did. The big news, I guess, for the week is that here in southeast Nebraska, we had a really good rain on Wednesday night. We had 2.1 inches here at my farm, and of course the other big news is the crop report that came out also on Wednesday morning, and that kind of stirred up the grain markets, corn lower and beans higher. So really two big things to talk about this morning.
Yeah, let's go ahead and kind of talk about those USDA numbers. That report really had soybeans all over the board because we were higher before the report came out. Then it came out and the beans turned lower. But by the end of the day, we were 40 cents plus. What do you think was the big thing with that, Roy?
Well, just the fact that the market was widely anticipating something that would be kind of earth-shaking news, and we really got it in terms of the soybean numbers, and they were bullish, as you mentioned, and the market responded very positively the first day and then kind of drifted away after that, and the corn was just the other way around. The corn went down pretty hard on the basis of that report, but stabilized pretty well then on yesterday's market, on Thursday's market.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we traded higher for both of the grains yesterday, and even in the overnight session, we were higher again here. Is this just markets being markets, or has that the impact of that report come and gone now already?
Well, I think it is markets just being markets. You know, there are some beans out there, and there will be some production that it's probably not going to be nearly enough to meet the demand for the whole year. But then the other side of that is you look at the price of, in the case of here at the Midwest Co-op, almost $17 a bushel, and whoever buys those has got to do something with them to make some money at it. And at $17 a bushel, I know that's a pretty high price for 56 pounds of beans, and kind of the same thing with corn. There's talk that the demand for corn is tapering off a little bit, but still we've got a really short crop, and so people that buy that corn have got to feed it to some animals or got to export it and make some money at it, and that's a tough call.
How about, you mentioned some of the local numbers here. How has local basis held up, you know, anticipating the USDA reports? And now that we're past that, what's local basis looking like here as we get into the middle of harvest?
Well, the basis has slipped going into harvest, as you would expect, and it always does. And, of course, even with a short crop, there's grain coming to town that's being sold. And so we expect the basis to slip a little bit, and it has. The corn basis here locally is running 26 under, and the bean basis is running 65 under. But those numbers are still pretty well within reason compared to other years. You know, you look back 3 or 4 years, the basis at harvest was almost a dollar a bushel under, or maybe not quite that much on corn, but certainly more than a dollar under on soybeans, and say, well, today's basis, considering the price level, is basis really pretty good.
You know, and the other thing that's going on is inverted futures. You know, usually we see a little bit of a price appreciation going out into, you know, March, May, and July, and beyond, and that doesn't seem to be the case this year.
No, it doesn't, especially with soybeans, and I guess you maybe could expect that, too, that the inversion is not very much from the November contract to the January contract, but when those South American beans come onto the market, why then we see on out into next spring the inverted basis being pretty large, and you know the, what that's saying is that we expect the South Americans to raise a big crop. So if you've got beans to sell, you don't want to hold them until the South American crop is available, because you'll be selling into some pretty stiff competition there. The corn is not that way. The corn market, it has a little bit of an inversion, but it's not very much. It's a matter of a few pennies instead of almost a dollar like the beans are.
Okay, as we wrap up here this morning, just some final thoughts from you. What are some things that guys should really be keying in on right now?
Well, my key on the soybeans is that I start keeping track of the soybean prices to watch for the dead cat bounce. Either the 1st of October or whenever soybean harvest starts, and we're a week or so away from soybean harvest here in Cass County. You mentioned that up there you're a little closer, but get your Excel spreadsheet or your tablet and pencil ready and start tracking these cash and March futures prices so that you'll know when to pull the trigger when the time comes on these soybeans that are going to town right now, or will be going to town soon.
All right. Maybe we'll talk a little bit more about that marketing strategy coming up next week and highlight, again, the definition, what it means, what we should be looking for, things of that nature. But in the meantime, if folks would like more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Appreciate the information, Roy. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets, as we do every Friday morning right here on KTIC.